Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M Network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M rocks the footy.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Yeah, g'day, buddy. Lovely to have your company on this Saturday afternoon. Ryan Girdler isn't with us. He's a bit crooked today. Plenty is still to come, though. We are going to be joined by Paul Gallen at 1:30 to take us through the afternoon till 3 o'clock. So much to get through to in that time, including what does the Fox say from Jimmy Hooper. I can remember, obviously, for State of Origin next week. Anytime, you can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. All you got to do is download the Triple M NRL app and do it right now. And speaking of that State of Origin match, we were joined by Kevvy Walters. We can now go to Kingscliff to John Cartwright, the assistant Blues coach. G'day, mate.
G'day, boys.
How's it all shaping up? Just a few days out from the decider. What's the feeling in the camp?
Very similar to game one, mate. It's been good to get back to Kingscliff. The weather's been perfect. And I suppose it was just like coming back home. You know, we had a good preparation there for game one. And to be back here for game three, you know, I think we're in much better shape than we were even for game one.
What's been your primary focuses so far, Carty? What are the things, the little areas that you really want to get right?
Oh, look, they changed their game subtly, mate. I think from game one to game two, so it's a bit like a game of chess, I suppose. So we've looked at areas that they attacked us at, and we've aimed to, you know, to try and stem that. They're a very cagey mob. You know, they do their homework, they watch how you defend, and then they come up with alternative ways to attack. So now it's for us to stop, what they've come up with.
Carty, Del, mate. Mate, Jake Trbojevic, we know they're very talented players, but just some of the skills that this young bloke has. I mean, we know how good he can defend. His technique's great, but just his sleight of hand is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, he's one of those guys, mate. You know, when you get players and you rate them in every area, and even the very best sometimes don't rate quite highly in some areas. But Jake's a boy. I've been lucky enough to work with him for the last 18 months, and I can't find a fault in him anywhere. You know, he's outside his footy. He's hungry to learn, and more importantly, he's a fantastic young man. And yeah, he's a young boy, and he's got a long way to go in the game.
And his brother seems the same too. When you look at Tommy, he just wants to learn. He loves being there. They just look like they're happiest to be involved, eh?
They do, mate. I was talking to a group of Manly sponsors the other day, and it's very refreshing to see that there's two young guys out there who could, you know, they don't put themselves out there. They want to play for Manly, and they want to play there for the rest of their careers. And yeah, as I say, it's very refreshing.
Carty, we spoke to Kevvy Walters just a few minutes ago. He said he didn't think they got the best out of the crowd at Suncorp Stadium in Origin 1. Now, partly that was because you had control. Is that a big thing to make sure from the get-go that you basically play the crowd out of the equation?
Yeah, it sort of worked out that way in game one. You know, we sort of dominated field position. And when you do that, you know, the crowd, especially when you're New South Wales, they don't tend to get that excited. So it shouldn't, but it does play into, you know, into referees' minds. And when they hear the crowd roar, you know, it's a high adrenaline atmosphere, rash decisions, and all of a sudden you're on the back foot. So it's, yeah, as in any game, but more importantly, when you're playing in a crowd like there's going to be at Suncorp, we need to keep them as quiet as we can.
Carty, why is young gun Cameron Munster dangerous? He's going to have to wear that number 6 jumper made famous by Wally Lewis and Darren Lockyer.
Yeah, a lot of pressure there, but you know, I think very fortunate that he's got Billy Slater at the back and Cameron Smith at hooker. So it won't be as hard as it may have been coming in with foreign guys around you. So I think he's been part of the system last year. He's been in there for the two games this year. So, mate, the bottom line is, though, it's a different game to any other game he's ever played in. That first one can really blow you out, and he's in a pretty important position. So, he seems like a pretty cool young sort of fellow, though.
Mate, just quickly, Jack Bird, he didn't get many minutes in the second game. As a Queenslander, I like when he doesn't get too many minutes, but when I'm being a bit selfish, he's good to watch. Will he get more game time?
That's the plan, mate. You go in with a few ideas on how you want to use him. it is different to club footy, where sometimes, you know, the guy that comes onto the bench, you might be a bit worried about getting him into there. You know, state of origin, you're not worried about getting any of them in there, you know. In fact, you'd like them to be out there for the whole 80 minutes, a lot of them. But being that utility, if you get you know, if somebody's carrying an injury or, you know, it can just change your plans. But as we go into the game, you know, the plan is to try and get him sort of around that 30 to 40 minutes.
There's been, Andrew Fifita's been a little bit about outspoken about what happened at the back end of game two and obviously some of the stuff that's gone on social media. What's his, and camp, what's his frame of mind been like?
No, he's been very focused, mate. Oh, it's the first time I've sort of get to meet Andrew or work with him, and been really impressed. He's you know, he's been a very big part of the, of team meetings. You know, he's very forthright in how he thinks the game should be played, which, you know, I think you need that at this level. And yeah, you know, the bottom line, mate, in that game too, we made seven errors in the last 20 minutes. You know, I think if and that was more than we've made in the whole two games put together, so. Eliminate those errors in game three, and you know, hopefully we see more what happened in game one.
What's the latest on Boyd Cordner, Cardi? When will you make a call there?
Well, we've got our main session tomorrow, mate. He did an abbreviated session with the squad today. He got through fine. He's done a fair bit of running earlier in the week on the treadmill. And as I say, tomorrow's our main session. I think, you know, for his own peace of mind, he'll want to get out and go at pretty close to full tilt, and I think Laurie will probably make a call on him tomorrow.
Hey, Cardi, I know you've seen some characters in and around the game in your time. What do you think of Jack DeBellin's nose ring, mate? Has he been wearing that in camp? It's just funny seeing a bloke like him wearing that nose ring, and he's proud to wear it, isn't he?
He's a nice young fellow, Jack. Lovely young bloke. But yeah, if you didn't know who he was and you saw him roll in with the nose ring, you'd you'd think he'd rolled in out of Nimbin or something like that.
100%.
He's a champion. Yeah, I don't know what my father would think, but I'm getting used to those things.
Yeah. See, my old man was a policeman. He'd say, look at that. He wants locking up that kid. Hey, mate, how are you enjoying... So I read that article today. How are you enjoying footy at the moment?
Oh, yeah, got a buzz about it again, mate. Probably 20 years ago, I wouldn't have answered questions like that. I would have kept it myself, but... yeah, you know, with young kids and those types of things, I think it's important to talk about when you're going through tough times. And it was pretty rugged. No one likes to lose their job. We've all got a bit of pride about us. But you know, in the scheme of things, mate, times made me feel a lot better. Very lucky that I got the job up there at the Cowboys and really enjoyed it. And now down at Manly, living in a great place and going all right and loving life.
And back amongst it at State of Origin level as well. Well deserved, mate, and lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Cardi. Thanks, Cardi.
There he is, John Cartwright.
Lovely bloke.
Another good... That Dean Ritchie story I did mention there, and it was a terrific piece.
Yeah.
About then, it's the same. It's not just the players who go through those things, isn't it? The ups and downs. People who are coaches and those jobs, that suddenly you don't have that, not just the pay packet, but just going to work every day. It's tough. It can be tough. We've got plenty to get to, including 3 and 5. One of the best 3 and 5s I've ever done is coming up very shortly. Plus, what does the Fox say? Saturday Triple M NRL, we do it for Brighton's lawyers. Last night, the Roosters 14, too good for the Bunnies 12 in a tight struggle where the big loser was the play the ball. I'm going to get to that in some detail. What has gone happened to the play the ball?
It's gone MIA.
It's completely. George Burgess, dead set, George, literally faced the sideline and played the ball. Play on. It was as bad as Martin Bella.
Oh,
that was a Martin Bella moment. But he was allowed to play on.
Yeah.
The play the ball. I'm going to put the play the ball in the NRL stock market.
That'll be very shortly.
Before we get to 3 and 5, Wendell Saylor.
Yes.
There is, of course, a rugby game. The All Blacks, they haven't lost at Eden Park since, I don't know, Stonehenge hadn't been built.
Yeah.
As a long time ago. The British and Irish Lions now 1-1. Sonny Bill Williams is out, of course, after that shoulder charge. He got the red card last week. He's missing 4 weeks of footy. What do you make of it, just quickly?
Yeah, look, I think the British Lions can win this one. They've done everything right. They've kept it tight. But even last week with one player down, the All Blacks are so confident in what they do at home. But playing them at Eden Park, it is unbelievable. Just as soon as you rock up there, you know, as a player, you can feel it. There's a real confidence in the crowd and a real, not arrogance, but they just know they don't lose there too many times. You know, obviously I was over there for the World Cup when France obviously outplayed them, but they still found a way to win.
Did you play Test in Eden Park?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we got smashed. We got smashed. We got smashed by the Auckland Blues. It's just so hard because it's a great ground to play in, but there's just this confidence that they have when they rock up there. They know they're going to win, but they know what it takes, and they just come out a million miles an hour. And I think the All Blacks will do enough. I think they'll go to another level this afternoon, but the British Lions, if they keep it tight, mate, you just never know.
Good footy team.
Yeah.
All right, it is time for this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Three in five.
I love Tony Sessions. I love the 3 and 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 3 and 5.
All right, let's lighten up. I'm glad that our friend who isn't here likes most segments anyway.
Well, he always bags it.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
The cooler. Yeah. He doesn't like 3 and 5.
Can you do the cooler for us today?
Yeah. Oh, no. There's only one cooler, mate.
Yeah.
There's
only one.
The cooler needs to wake up to himself just quietly.
Yeah, it's been hopeless. Let's face it.
You said a minute ago you reckon the cooler's done a Hartledge.
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Well, the Hartledge, I do like that a lot. All right, State of Origin 3, the decider is at Suncorp Stadium on Wednesday. These questions are nothing about that. Bernard Fanning, though, is performing at Origin 3. He is singing before the game begins. He's a Brisbane boy, as you know. He's from the Brisbane band Powderfinger, who are no longer together. Okay, I think I'll start with you, Wendell Saylor. I want you to listen, and there's three of them, listen and then name these Powderfinger songs. Number one. My happiness,
slowly creeping back. That's easy, My Happiness.
Correct, okay, yeah. That's one.
I'm very happy that Ryan Girdle isn't here today.
And what about this one? Sunsets over the
beaches. That's a nice song.
Yeah.
I love Sunset Over the Beaches too.
Sunsets?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Two. So you got my...
Maybe, nah, what, you didn't get that. It said Sunsets Over the Beaches. It's not. It's called Sunset.
Yeah. My Happiness, Sunsets. Maybe we picked the wrong section. It's been quite easy. Okay, what about this one?
Yeah, no, I don't know that song.
You're not willing to give it a guess, given that I played My Happiness, the lyric, and it was the lyric, and that was the title. Then I played Sunsets, and that was the title. You're not willing to go with Cascading
Take
Down.
Take a punt, Cascading.
No, I don't like Cascade, no.
Well, you're right. Bummer, because you would have been wrong. It's DAF, which is the core progression.
2 for 3. Well done, Del.
All right, I'll ask you a footy question, James Hooper. Yep. Cameron Munster makes his debut on Wednesday.
Yep.
Name three characters from the television show The Munsters.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, this is easy.
That was before my time, Tone.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, easy, Del. Come on. What do you got?
Go on. What do you got?
What do you got? Three characters from the Munsters.
Herman?
Yes. That'll do.
Hand, snake, whatever.
That is good. I'm going to go back with you, Del. Three players. We talked about Cameron Munster. Hasn't made his debut yet, but will. Three players who have made their debuts this season, this series.
What? Four?
Come on, Wendell.
Trbojevic.
Jared Wallace.
Yeah, Jared Wallace.
Dylan Napa.
Yeah.
Valentine Holmes.
Valentine Holmes,
Nathan Peets.
Yeah.
Tim Glasby.
Anthony Milford.
There was 1,000 of them.
The Milfire, great work, Hoops. You're on fire, mate.
And what three colours do you mix to make maroon?
Red and white? Is it red and white?
It's red and blue.
Oh, please.
Saturday Triple M. Gertz isn't with us, although he might be. G'day, Gertz. No.
We might get the cooler.
We
might be able to get the cooler.
We can ask Gertz, can we get the cooler? I'm not sure if we can. No, we can't get the cooler. We will speak, of course, to Brad Haddon very shortly. And we are going to be joined by Gal, the great man. Paul Gallen will join us in roughly 7 minutes' time. Right now, though, it's time for...
What does the fox say?
Foxy. Foxy. Give me Fox. Give it to me. Foxy.
Wow, and he's got the kind of little jazz hat on as well. Look at him.
Yeah, it's getting more and more disturbing. Okay, so let's talk about the Canberra Raiders. Mm-hmm. This season, Tone, I feel for them. They just haven't been able to win those tight games that they were fortunate enough to get the points in last season.
Mm.
They finished 80 minutes short of the grand final.
Mm.
Really did exceed everybody's expectations. This year, it's obviously been a lot tougher, and they're now in a real dogfight to try and make the finals. watching them play a couple of weeks ago, you could see that there was a bit of tension between BJ Leilua and also Blake Austin. I think BJ Leilua gave Blake a bit of a spray at one point throughout the game. There has been some talk. We might see Blake Austin shifted over to the left side and Aiden Caesar will go over to the right side for the Raiders just to try and spark things up, mix it up a little bit and change it up. So they play your Dragons, Tone, next Friday night down at GIO Stadium.
Yep.
And, yeah, I'll be interested to see if they decide to go that way in terms of their playmakers.
Is it a problem when two players within the team have a bit of argy-bargy on the field? Often it's because they're both passionate and, you know, they want the best result for their team. Del, does that often get the coach feeling, you know, maybe even positive?
Just depends. Depends on the situation. Sometimes it can have a bad effect on the team and obviously the relationships. If you think about, remember years ago when Sam Norton Knight and Lottie Dekirri had that run in and Lottie Dekirri pushed him in the back. You know, that wasn't a good look. No. But sometimes the coach could take it upon himself and just say, I reckon it's just frustration because they're doing some good things, but they're just not playing well as a team. And I reckon their halves have been the cause of it. Their forwards haven't been as dominant as they were last year. And I think they expected just to pick up, same with the Panthers, pick up from where they left off last year. It just doesn't happen that way. You've got to start again, like Melbourne Storm did this year, and they're setting a great standard.
But they just have to start winning, don't they, the Raiders? Because they're alongside Penrith as well, is that teams, the Dragons have stopped and looked over their shoulder and slowed down, obviously, but they just can't grab onto the back of the peloton, those two teams, can they? There's still 4 points now between them and, you know, the bottom of the eight. So
he's in the Tour de France, mate, isn't he? Look at him, mate.
I've never had the peloton. Heard of the peloton in rugby league before, Tone.
Do you like it, though? Do you like it?
The first
they're
time
trying to
everything.
Get on the back of the peloton, but they just can't reset. It can't bridge the gap.
Yeah. Look, no, it really is. It's getting to desperate times. I still think they're a good enough football team that if they can put some victories together, they can mount a late run, but they're going to have to go on a hell of a run from here to really challenge the top sides.
I was one of the people at the end of last year who thought, maybe wishful thinking, thought of a Raiders-Panthers grand final. The way they were playing.
I think we all did, mate.
Yeah, everybody did. Everybody had flashbacks of 1991 and that great rivalry and 1990. And look, unfortunately for both sides, it hasn't worked out that way this year. But they've still got damn good rosters. They've still both got damn good rosters. And if you go back to March, Tone, before a ball was kicked, plenty of people were saying that was in all likelihood going to be the grand final.
And which is why I like Anthony Griffin, the Penrith coach today. He's come out because I think I was one of those people. I may have even said, you know, Penrith for the premiership. And I was reading from Paul Crawley's story. Anthony Griffin has passionately defended Penrith's season, declaring anyone who tipped the Panthers to win this year's premiership, quote, have got no idea about football. No idea about football. Del, did you tip them?
I tipped the Panthers. Panthers and Canberra grand final, and Panthers to win. So, Anthony Griffin.
I'm in the same boat. But I don't think that's it. That's not breaking news.
But I think Anthony Griffin, I think he's taking a bit of pressure off himself there. That's just exactly what he's doing. So, his players, he is, mate. Let's be honest. He's come up short at the moment, and he's just taking pressure off himself. So,
you don't buy the argument that they're just still a young team finding their way in the game?
No, I don't. I just think they bought James Tarmow. They've got some good players there. Trent Merrin, you've got, you know, Dean Farray. They've got some experienced players there. Like, when you start, the season, you know you've got a team that could probably go right. And he would have been confident enough that his team could get there. Yep. But I think he's just saying that to get the pressure on himself.
And, of course, they take on the Sea Eagles tonight. It's 5:30 at Pepper Stadium. We will have a look at that, preview that for Iveco Trucks as well. Plenty to come. We are going to be joined by Paul Gallen, and we'll also chat with Brad Haddon about the situation in the cricket. We'll look at the games, look at the Tyre Power scoreboard. The Roosters 14 over the Bunnies 12. James Hooper, Tony Squires, Wendell Saylor is here. Ryan Girdler, sadly not with us today. He has a bit of food poisoning. But Paul Gallen joins us right here, right now. G'day, Gal.
Hey, mate. How you going?
I'm very, very well, thank
Where'd
you.
Where'd get food poisoning from?
Oh, I don't know.
I hope it's not his cafe.
See, I've been here an hour and a half and I didn't think about
Girdler's,
saying that.
Girdler's grinding, right? I better just plug it after I've sprayed it. It wouldn't have been, by the way, it wouldn't have been his cafe. No way.
No way it wouldn't have been his cafe.
Would have been one of those new ones around him.
One of his competitors.
Yeah, definitely.
He was at the footy last night, so I'm not sure exactly what happened, but he's sadly not with us today. I just want to, given that we are heading towards State of Origin 3, the decider at Suncorp Stadium, Gal, we were in here for Dead Set Legends on Wednesday, and we're just having a bit of a chat about that final moment in Origin 2.
Yeah.
That not so happy moment for New South Wales fans, but very happy for one Wendell Saylor. Can I just, I know it's going to make you angry, can I just remind you of those final moments in commentary?
To the right, comes back, he got it, yeah! He got it, yes, oh! Yes, Dustin, you are gone, you are gone.
You reckon, in hindsight, you did you go a little bit over the top there?
No, nah, look, I think when you understand the magnitude of what was happening there, I think Jonathan Thurston's last game.
He's gone.
Kevvy Walters under pressure. Uh-huh. Paul Gallen and Ryan Girdler just high-fiving with their bromance at halftime. Uh-huh. Benny Hannon not getting filthy. I probably got a bit carried away, but I'm happy. It's a nice way for Jonathan Thurston to finish his Origin career. But...
as God.
Did you hear his comments, though? He said, if Kevvy wants me, I'll play again. Yeah. See, if Kevvy's not going to want him.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, he's the best player in the world. He's not going to, all of a sudden, not in 12 months' time, not be able to play anymore.
JT said that, has
JT
he?
Yeah. said that.
Yeah.
He said
you
that.
Know what? That's a bit of, that's like a Paul Gallen comment, that, you know.
Me?
Like,
I've never said that.
No, he said you would be available this year if you needed.
Oh, if Laurie asked me, yeah, but different yeah. kettle of fish here. We're talking about the best player in the world. Possibly ever.
So you're a pretty fair player yourself,
yeah, Gallen. But it'd been different positions. I mean, there's a dime a dozen New South Wales back rowers. Anyone, I mean, Boy Cordner pulls out, you put Jack DeBellin in. Mm. And then you got someone like Trent Merrin who can't even make the side, plays for Australia. You're talking about Jonathan Thurston, one of a kind. So you'd think he'd want him to play.
So if he said he'll play next year if Kevvy asks him.
I don't think Paul Green will be wanting him to play.
Yeah, 100%. That'd be heavy pressure. I reckon there might even be a clause argument in his new contract next year that he cannot play Origin. And look, let me tell you, they can't put that clause in, but I know from first-hand experience that there can be a little bit of pressure when it comes to doing a new deal about not playing rep football anymore.
Well, for you this year, I guess that discussion would have been held.
Yeah,
it?
But look, I was quite happy. That was sort of always my plan. You know, it's particularly if we didn't win the series last year, it was sort of inevitable that, you know, a few guys had to move on, and that's obviously what happened, and I was able to make that decision myself. But there certainly is times where your club... Look, it's a big drain on clubs, without a doubt.
It is,
it's a huge drain. We got five players in this year. We saw the way we backed up against Manly. It was very, very tough. Thankfully, round one, we didn't have to back up. The boys had the bye. So it is tough, and I dare say that would have come into calculation or would have come into the conversation with Jonathan Thurston and Paul Green.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, when you talked about going around again, I thought, you know, maybe there's some young blokes coming through. Maybe it's time for you to, you know, to give it away. But, mate, you're playing your best football. Do you reckon it's because if you're not playing Origin football, not playing rep football, and you're just concentrating on club, does it make it a lot easier?
Yeah, I think it's got something to do with it, without a doubt. Look, let me tell you, you know, I don't have to tell you, but everyone out there listening, to back up from an Origin game is intense. It's so hectic. I mean, the Origin period is like a whole season within those three games, and to back up 3 or 4 days later from a game, it's really, really tough. And I definitely have noticed this year the difference, and just concentrating on training a couple of times with the team, playing on the weekend, enjoying your footy, winning the majority of your games, it definitely makes life a whole lot easier.
But I think,
and the game
a
whole lot easier.
But I think when we came through back, you know, the 2000s, that like guys like Gordy and we've worked in and around the game now, we haven't played at the intensity you guys have played at now. Like when I've been on the sideline doing the Origin, just the collision, you know, the skills, everything's gone up a new level. That first Origin, what the first mistake was in the 36-minute mark or something like that. Mm. It's unbelievable.
Did you notice that over the years that you were there, the difference in intensity and the physicality of it?
Oh, look, to be honest, every game I played was tough. And when I was playing, as a team is now, I was playing against the best players in the world. I mean, you look at the core players that Queensland had over that time. Honestly, Cameron Smith, I don't think there's a better player I've ever played with or against. You talk about Jonathan Thurston in the same breath. And you throw Billy Slater on top of that and Cooper Cronk. Before that was Darren Lockyer. Then you had their forward pack, Petro Sivnisiva, Steve Price started it off. And then Semi Thide at their peak, Nate Miles at their peak. So they just had this team. This once-in-a-generation team, I don't think we'll ever see in Origin a team like that again. The best players in the most important positions at the same time, all playing at their peak for that 10-year period. You know, it was just an amazing team to play against, to be honest. And to beat them in 2014 was just huge. So proud of what we did that year. But I feel it's turning. I really think that Queensland are a different team next week without Thurston and Boyd. And I think if New South Wales can get the win, I think they can win a couple in a row. I certainly think on paper they got the better team, New South Wales.
Have you picked out in commentary, or if you were to be there, who you would be calling his God, Wendell Saylor style? Did you feel like when he was doing that, you know, I know you don't preach violence, but just punching him?
Nah. He said that to me in the interview. I'm surprised he didn't punch me. But
all over him. I felt bad after a while. But like.
I'm not like that. I mean, It's fine. I understand how passionate he is. He played. He knows exactly what it's like. He knows what it's like to be out there. So when you can see that from other people who know what it's like to be in that position, you can understand it a bit. I would have been doing this pretty similar, I reckon.
Exactly. I'm going to get some more detail from you.
I actually thought he missed the kick.
Yeah, I know. Cause yeah. You,
I thought he. Yeah, I gave a couple of fist pumps to start with, then I went and then hit the desk and obviously screamed. But he just hangs it out there first. He just hangs it so wide.
It's amazing. It's all happening again without Jonathan Thurston next Wednesday. You will, of course, hear it on Triple M. We're going to have a quick chat with Brad Haddon about the cricket, what the situation is there. Paul Gallen is with us on this Saturday afternoon. Plenty to get to on the Tyre Power scoreboard. I can see that the Roosters 14 last night beat the Bunnies 12. Such a crucial game for South Sydney against an undermanned Roosters side. Obviously, State of Origin taking its toll. Yet they stood up and got the Bickies. If you missed it, just have a quick listen. This is how it all transpired.
Thanks to Cbus. Whether you're on the tools or in the office, Cbus is built to last. Triple M NRL highlights.
We're going to get underway here today. The Roosters kick off and the Rabbitohs will receive good defence for Fuimaiano. Then Friend puts a kick in and somebody came charging through. It was Joseph Manu and I think he's got there first. Let's have a look at the referee. He points the spot. Now Kieran. Intercept here, Adam Reynolds. Adam Reynolds is away. He's over the halfway. They're chasing Adam. He's not going to have the pace to go on with it. And he takes the tackle 22 metres out from the Roosters' line. Way back to Farrah. Has a go on his own, Robbie. Oh, he's there. He's there. Right beside the post.
Robbie Farrah catches him napping around the ruck and he's reached out. That's a try.
Way back to Friend. Pops it up to Guerra. There's no one in front of him. And Aiden Guerra gets a try right under the sticks for the tricolours. Here's Crichton. Goes out left, gets a pass away to Goodwin. Oh, Goodwin's away. Over the 20. Over the 10 goes Goodwin. He's going to score. The Roosters beat the Rabbitohs 14 points to 12.
Crucial game of footy for the Rabbitohs, really. They would have expected. Can it be difficult when you go into a game the previous week having hammered the opposition, as South Sydney did, that you kind of expect just to carry on from that? So you throw the ball around and just kind of run around them rather than just starting from where you should start at nil all?
Yeah, it can happen. And the week before, I mean, a couple of weeks before that, they put 36 points on another side. So, and with the Roosters having four rep players out and then Takiaho's been out injured as well, I suppose they could have gone into it a little bit relaxed. And you see it happen a lot of the time. When good players are out of sight, everyone else lifts that 5 or 10% and makes up for it. And all the Roosters players did that last night. And I've got to say, the way South play, they're probably pretty disappointing, to be honest. And particularly some of their bigger names with a couple of errors and a couple of crucial penalties at crucial times really let them down. And I think the coach would be pretty disappointed today. They had a good opportunity to continue that winning run and then hopefully make a run for the semi-finals. But it's going to be pretty tough for them now.
Lots of errors from the Rabbitohs. Dell was in at crucial times.
Well, it's a story. It's virtually, that's been the story of their season, you know. Games where you thought they're right in it, they find ways to make mistakes. And as Gal said, some of their older players, but also that's the young players that have got to learn the intensity week in, week out. And that's why teams like the Sharks and Melbourne Storm set a really good pace because, mate, they learn the right qualities. And last night, that was a game to be taken. I know it was close and I think it flattered them a little bit, but that's after last week, you've got to back that sort of stuff up. It becomes really positive for the club.
Fair play to the Roosters.
Yeah,
they'll be bounced back from them. You know, like they were ordinary against the Sharks, and credit to the Sharks because they've been a real bogey side for them over the course of the last few seasons. But no, I thought it was a huge win for the Roosters, and they're now into second spot. So the top of that ladder, Tone, it's getting very congested.
What the hell is happening with the play the ball, Paul Gallen? It's just a bizarre thing. What did George Burgess
last night? Wow.
Was Marty Bella? He almost played. He was facing the sideline.
It should have been a penalty. And it was pretty scrappy all night last night, the play the ball area. But look, sometimes referees can over-referee it and give way too many penalties away. Heard Gus Good say last night they got a KPI to meet of 16 penalties a game. I think that's way too many penalties.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if that's 100% true, but Gus certainly said it on air last night. And
wow.
That's a lot of penalties to be given away, 16 penalties. And he, you know what he said? He didn't know how many penalties were given away last night, or I don't know if he did, but he said how many were given away, and I think it was 16 penalties. I agree with what he was saying last night. They're over-refereeing, they're over-coached to look at little things where they should just be letting the game flow a little bit more. And so I was probably happy last night that they didn't pull up every play the ball indiscretion.
But what is
Although
the
that
rule?
Burgess one should have been a penalty.
It should have been. He was dead set just facing the sideline. You know, he was no way that was in the right way. But what's the rule? I mean, obviously now you can get up using the ball kind of as a lever. Whereas before you had to carry the ball with you, drop or place it, and all that sorts of thing. You only have to make an effort to touch it with your foot, and that's fair enough as well. But is it as clear as that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's too big an issue. I think more last night was more just the blokes laying in the ruck, and I think we saw Robbie Farah pass the ball. He's playing for a penalty, yes. And it probably should have been a penalty. I've seen it in Origin a couple of years ago be a penalty for Queensland. I remember that one, but he never got the penalty, obviously, in that situation. But look, yeah, the way you get up and play the ball, you just get up and play it. I don't think it's too big an issue, really.
Jack Friend has been impressive, hasn't he, all year? I mean, if Queensland, when Cam Smith goes, they've got the ready-made replacement there for State of Origin. He loves to tackle. Last week, I don't know, was 60-something tackles he made. Again, last night, he was incredibly impressive. And this is what he had to say to Triple M after the game.
We knew this game was coming with South. It's always a pretty physical battle. And for us, we're disappointed with last week's effort, so... to only let two tries in was a big bonus for us and a good step forward to where we want to be later in the season.
You must have been impressed with young Mitchell Cornish, the way he played.
Mate, I thought he, from the start of the week he came in and he knew his role and he's been pushing blokes around at training and he did that tonight. He kicked us into some great spots and, it's a big bonus for us to have blokes like him to fill in when Mitch and some of the other boys are out.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Jake, it's Jamie Sowell, mate. Congratulations on the win. Two try assists tonight. Did you see anything from the Bunnies' performance last week that you had to attack to be able to create those opportunities?
We just sort of we wanted to go around their middle there and test some inside shoulders. And then, for us, it was just about having our shape both sides of the ball. And we thought if we could get in the arm wrestle and tire them out, that a few opportunities might have come.
And you must have been proud of the guys coming to fill in. You know, four key players out tonight, but you put in, you know, a really solid performance, especially defensively after last week.
Yeah, mate, that was a big focus of ours, our defence. And I thought the boys that came in, you know, they were some of them were the difference tonight. You know, for them to come in and fill the spots of some big players and do such a good job, I thought that's big for us going into the back end of the season.
Jeez, mate, you were able to get yourself involved in plenty of little ruck infringements there. You know, I know you're making 60 tackles, but, gee, I tell you what, you did really well at stifling some of that South Sydney attack tonight.
Yeah, mate, I thought it was pretty back and forward there in the ruck, and, both teams were going at it. So, there was plenty of penalties, and I was on the back of a few of them. But lucky to get away with the win there, and a big win for us in this period.
Was indeed Jake Friend there. A terrific performance from him. 14-12, the Roosters over the Bunnies, helping to consolidate, for the time being, their spot in the top four without their State of Origin players. The situation in Australian cricket still remains something of a mystery. We've got somebody I hope can clear the air for us. I'm, of course, talking about Mr. Brad Haddin. G'day, Hads.
Afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Very, very well, thank you. Now, look, what the hell is happening? Where are we? We're obviously the South Africa for the Australian A tour. That's off. That's been called off. And now the fears obviously remain for other tours and the big one, Ashes. Where do you see it playing out?
I tell you to start with, I reckon it's a sad and disappointing day for Australian cricket and everyone involved. To have to boycott a tour over a pay dispute, I don't think it's a good look. One, for Cricket Australia and the players. So, but the sticking point at the moment is the revenue share, by the sound of it. We've had the same revenue share for 20 years and the Players Association see no reason to change that. And Cricket Australia want to go away from that model. So, yeah, I think at the moment it's just a disappointing look for the game.
Are the right people in the same room together in negotiations? I know that James Sutherland has been some criticism that he himself hasn't been jumping inside that room, closing the door and trying to get the job done.
Yeah, I think that seems to be the problem at the moment. I think the players want James in the room to sort it out. The best thing I heard in recent days was Alan Border said he'd come out and help with the mediation of that. And I know if you get both parties in the room and have to look Alan Border in the eye, I think things will get done a lot quicker. So, yeah, we've just got to get each party in the room and some common ground. And I think Border would be great in there to help with that.
Failing that, you could just pull the boots back on and play in the Ashes if the boys boycott.
Mate, you've had too much to drink. I'm enjoying life retired. Is that good?
Yeah.
Gal, you should try it. It's outstanding.
he locks his money
coming
too much,
soon,
mate.
It's coming soon, mate.
Okay, so that's we're talking about, Gal, the RLPA, the Rugby League Players Association. They've been wearing the hats. You're not wearing the hat.
Oh, well, there's no cameras here. I'm on radio. God, you're off today. What's going on?
Yeah, he's right off.
Yeah. Hey, Hads, seems to be plenty of issues there, the cricket at the moment, but another issue is your Canberra Raiders. How are you feeling with the way they're going at the moment?
Mate, all I'm concentrating on at the moment, I turn off club footy, as everyone does at this time. I'm just worried about that game at Lang Park.
Good smother. Suncourt
Stadium. So, yeah, I can't wait for that decider. Bit of luck, Corden, to get through this session today. And I can't wait for Fida to take Maguire's head off as well.
Hey, just quick one. How did you feel when you, like, choked in that second half? Like, the game was there to be won, but typical New South Wales, they choked under pressure.
Mate, Del, I haven't heard from you in weeks. You started to talk again. No, I think it's great that we go up there 1-1. Obviously, you'd like to have it sewn up by now, but New South Wales, from my football knowledge anyway, look like we've been the better team, but from 20 minutes in the series. So, a bit of luck we turned on like we did in that first game and embarrassed Queensland up at their home park.
Hey, Brad, just going back to the cricket for 2 seconds. How close are we going to come to possibly seeing the Ashes being boycotted? Surely it won't come to that.
Yeah, I don't think so. The Ashes is one of the greatest rivalries in cricket, and I think my gut feeling is that'll be safe. I don't think anyone wants to see that. We know how big the Ashes campaign is, so I don't think, my personal opinion, that'll get to that.
Brad, is there a chance that we may not see the top players playing? There's a chance you think some of the top players may strike if they can't come to a deal and we'll see a second-rate side?
I hope not. And my feel on that is I don't think so. I think all the players, what they have shown over this is that they've stuck tight together. And I think it'll be one in, all in. So I don't think we'll get to the stage where players will be put in a position where we could have a second Australian team going out in representing the big boys. So I think the one thing the current players have done really well is they've stuck tight together, so I don't think that'll be the case.
The issue is that a lot of those players who are, you know, household names and make a lot of money, not just in Australia, but with the IPL, they can afford some kind of industrial action, can't they? They can afford not to get their next pay packet next week because they're pretty covered. There are guys who are further down that food chain for whom that next pay packet in their contract is crucial in terms of putting bread and food on the table.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think that one of the things the top players have done really well is they are comfortable. And we all know that the Australian cricket top players get paid well through Cricket Australia and the IPL. But for these guys to stay tight and stand there for the guys who are playing state cricket and make sure they also get a fair share of this revenue model, I'm very proud that they're doing that. So, yeah, I think we'll come to an answer in the next couple of weeks. We've got a tour of Bangladesh about to happen in India. And as we all know, no one wants to piss India off.
Brad Haddon, you're a genius. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much, mate.
Enjoy your day, boys.
Will do. There he goes, Mr. Brad Haddon, right here on Saturday. Triple M NRL. The NRL stock market comes up next. We'll speak to Woodsy in just over half an hour as well. Stick around.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's lawyers. Protecting your future.